The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, May the 11th. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Fulham's return to the Premier League has lasted just a single season. Goals from Ashley Westwood and Chris Wood gave Burnley a 2-0 victory over Scott Parker's side at Craven Cottage last night. Fulham joined West Brom and Sheffield United in dropping to the second tier. Cottagers manager Parker has no excuses.
Effort, I have nothing but full respect for my group of players and what they've given me this year in terms of endeavour, effort daily, wanting to improve, wanting to get better. But the facts are we've fallen a little bit short in our quality, and that's hence why we've been relegated out of this division.
Hectic week for Manchester United and Leicester City continues this evening. Fresh from securing Edinson Cavani's signature for another season, United are playing the second of three games in the space of 5 days, while Leicester go to Old Trafford off the back of a 4-2 defeat to Newcastle, which dented their Champions League hopes. Brendan Rodgers has also got Saturday's FA Cup final with Chelsea to keep in mind when he's picking his team this evening. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. Former United star Gary Neville is delighted Cavani is staying with the club.
I think it's massive news. I think he's been absolutely sensational in every single way. His attitude, his commitment, forget the goals, but his attitude, his commitment, I think his impact upon the other players. And, you know, I just think he's been an absolute joy.
Last night's result at Craven Cottage secured Southampton's top flight survival. The hope to improve their standing still further this evening when Crystal Palace visits St Mary's. Kick-off there is at 8:15. Elsewhere, Portugal is now seen as the favourite to host this year's Champions League final between Manchester City and Chelsea on May the 29th. Porto or Lisbon could host the showpiece, which is set to move from Istanbul due to complications around the pandemic. It's reported in the Irish Independent this morning that the Dublin senior footballers who engaged in a breach of COVID-19 rules by training will not face fines following a Garda investigation. The Director of Public Prosecutions has also decided there'll be no action taken against the organisers of the session at Inish Falls GA Club back in March. Kerry senior football boss Peter Keane has claimed the actions of panels around the country who breached training guidelines during lockdown were unfair on society. Ireland legend Keith Wood has been speaking about James Ryan's omission from the British and Irish Lions squad for the tour of South Africa. He told OTB Sports there are reasons why the Leinster lock did not fit in with coach Warren Gatland's plans.
I think he's got a bit bashed up lately, but I also think he's played a huge amount of rugby by the age of 24. All of those games are of test quality, European knockout matches, you know, huge games. He is playing a game as a style as a ball carrier. I don't know that he's necessarily the size or the power for a ball carrier. And I think that that takes it back. You want him to be the guy that wins every ruck, is clears out absolutely everything, wins every line out, pushes like a tank. But I don't know that you necessarily want him to be an enforcer, because I don't think that's the sort of player he is. So for that reason alone, I think he was under an element of risk.
Dustin Johnson's emerged as a major doubt now for next week's USPGA Golf Championship. The world number one has opted to skip this week's Byron Nelson Classic due to some knee discomfort. Johnson underwent knee surgery back in September of 2019. Kiwa Island hosts the second major of the year from Thursday week. In cycling, Nicholas Roach will begin today's fourth stage of the Giro d'Italia, 42 seconds off the lead. Dan Martin starts the 187-kilometre stage a minute from the summit of general classification. The final day of the May Festival at Killarney is an 8-race flat card, the first off at 20-5. At Roscommon, a 7-race card gets underway at 1:30. Now, coming up on OTBAM from 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to Mick Bowen, David Herity and Conor McKeown. Then later this afternoon, we bring you a Paddy Power football special between 2 and 5 with Will O'Callaghan in the chair across the OTB social channels and the OTB Sports app, including analysis from David Myler and Richard Dunn and an extended interview with Tony Pulis. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.